to remind you about the snow tubing. If you owe money for that, that money needs to be turned into Emily Lilly by next Sunday, the 12th. There are extra sign-up sheets in the foyer on the table. So, wow, Rob gave me this one. Look at this. This is ridiculous. Rob, could you hold this so I can read it? Do what? Okay, there is a Super Bowl party, service and party this evening in the gym, okay? So the church service will start at 5. This happens every year, but we're just going to, in case you're new this year, if you want to attend, this is the criteria. So church service will start at 5. Everything is over there. Then the Super Bowl party will immediately follow the service. Church will be a regular church service with music, preaching, and ending with an altar call. So invite all your friends, the lost and the saved. When church is over, they're going to project the Super Bowl up on the screen. All the commercials will be censored. So if you're offended by that or whatever, you don't have to worry about your kid being subject to that. They're going to take the commercials off, and when the Super Bowl comes back on, they'll put it back on the screen. Here's the deal, though. You have to come to church at 5 if you want to be there for the party. So if you don't make it at 5 and you want to go see the Super Bowl over there, if you can't make it at 5, you have to come over here at 6 for the service, and then you can go over there after church is over here. The youth department is providing pizza. But they ask that everybody attending, if you would bring a 2-liter of pop or some chips, cookies, some type of dessert. And the everything will end at halftime or 9 o'clock, whichever comes first, or when they apply the mercy rule when the Falcons are winning 54-0. I added that. I'm sorry. That's my hope. All right. Also, following the morning service, there is a hot dog and barbecue fundraiser in the activity building. I still call it the activity building. I'm sorry. And it's actually by donation only. So it's a fundraiser. They need to upgrade the appliances. Some of the small appliances are, I guess, getting old and not working, or working part of the time, and so they need to upgrade those. So it is a fundraiser for that. And if you'd like to, if you want to stay and eat, that's great. If you want to get something to go, they've got the means to give you a to-go order as well. So. All right. We're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. I'd like to, I look around, I see we have a visitor or two. I want to welcome all of our visitors. Yeah. We're thankful for you being here today, and you sit your feet under God's table and worship with us. If you don't have a home church, we invite you to make this your home church. So we're glad you're here today. All right. Lowell Parsons, would you pray for the offering? Amen.
I'm Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Serve us for Jesus, your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is in the precious blood of the Lamb.
When life gets you down and you feel more broken than whole, when the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul, I may not know what you're going through and may not can take that high mountain view. But one thing I found that I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife. And he sees a sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears your tears that don't make a sound. If you really knew how precious you are in his sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing. it matters to the Master. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
All right, anybody have a testimony you'd like to share before we get into the Word? Pastor Al, you get ready to come. Jimmy, would you ask God's blessing upon the message today?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we're in your house this morning, Father, Lord, to offer you praise. Lord,
amen.
Lord, we know that this is the place that we need to be, Father. Lord, to get closer to you, Lord, to get needs met, Father, we pray, Lord, that each and every one of us would open our hearts and allow the Spirit to move in us, Father. Lord, we ask, we invite the Spirit in this morning, Father. We ask, Lord, that you bless Pastor Al as he gives the words, Father, Lord,
amen. Amen. The world may have a lot of good country singers, but we've got Randy Shamblin.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. It comes easy to him. Yeah. I'll let you in on something. We had such a good service this morning. Turn with us to Luke. We had such a good service that I felt that I ought to sing a song. Now, this is the reason I'm telling you this. Because Pat said the Lord told her, what is it, Pat? And I said, well, he ain't told me yet. But I sung it. I felt good. I felt good. It was a good service. Yeah. Now, they'll be having a Super Bowl party at the other building. They're going to feed you. They're going to let you see it. But in case you don't remember, Revelation tells us that we are in a Super Bowl party. Yeah. And it's not between the Falcons and the Patriots, but it's between the dragons and the Christians.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. Now, if you come in next Wednesday and you can't talk for shouting, I hope it's because you've been praising the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I like to. I enjoy. I told him this morning, if you don't enjoy what you have, get rid of it. Get rid of it and get something that's enjoyable. It's better now than it was when I first got converted. Yeah, I didn't know really the full extent of being saved. I knew condemnation was gone, but over the years, it's got better. I could use some bad English and say gooder and gooder, but it's better and better. Amen? Yeah. The Lord gave us some scripture, and I've used it before on three of the biggest fools, but I only want to talk about one. The Bible says the fools have said there is no God. The Bible says that fools mock at sin. Neither one of them do I want to use in the 12th chapter of Luke. I want you to listen. And he started, the Lord was preparing them, trying to get a message over to them where to put the emphasis. Now, we've got this thing all mixed up. You say, now, preacher, in the 12th chapter of St. Luke, in the 15th verse, this is what he said. And he said unto them that was there, take heed. I'm warning you, he said, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Yeah. Our philosophy is get all you can. And after you get it all, then can it all. Go after it. Go after it. So he said, let me give you a parable. And he said, a certain rich man. If it had been in my part of the country where I grew up, it would have been Farmer Gonzalez or Farmer Ramirez or Farmer Espinosa. But in this part of the country here, it would be Farmer John or Farmer Smith or whatever. But he said a certain farmer, no doubt, got up. It was time for the sowing. And he began to think. He put his thinking cap on. Probably picked up the soil and looked at it and treated it. Now, you may think I'm foolish, but yesterday I had to take care of some things, and I went over to Walmart, of all places. It's cheaper than going to Greens, and I go to Greens. But I went to Walmart. I said, do you have any soil yet? She said, sir, we have it, but we don't even have it ready. Said, it's still early. I said, yeah, but I want to be ready. I want to be ready because I've got some bad ground. This man's soil was very, very rich. The ground was probably a little different. He had to toil hard and he had to work hard to prepare it. Thinking, boys, I'm going to have a good crop this year. It looks good. Now you listen to him. His thinking wasn't on Farmer Jimmy's farm or Farmer Greg's farm. He was thinking of his own farm. God gave him the knowledge. God gave him the ability. And God gave him the wisdom. So he began to think to himself, boys, I'm not going to have enough here, so I've got to get me some bigger barns. I've got to get them ready. I don't have enough room. Do you realize what the Word of God says? And none of us, I'm guilty. With food and raiment, therewith be content. That's what the book says. But I've had a good year financially, preacher. The market's looking good. The president said we're going to make America great. So I'm planning on a very good, prosperous year, that's fine. I don't think God frowns on that. But he said, I've got to get me some bigger barns. Yeah. I've got to get ready, you see. And he began to labor and he began to toil. I don't read it in the Word of God where he said, if it's the Lord's will, I will do this or that. Yeah. And Brother Phil, that's why I said, Philip, what I did when you was teaching Wednesday. Yeah. His lesson to you that wasn't here was on W-O-R-K, work. From the very beginning, he said, we're to earn it by the sweat. And I'll tell you right now, hard work doesn't hurt any of us. Amen? Amen. Now, preacher, don't go. I'm just trying to make a point. Yeah. So he didn't say, if it's the Lord's will, he's going to give me the strength. And he probably looked across the fields and he saw the widows, the orphans, the sick, the shut in, the less fortunate. Do you think now, he was thinking himself. He was thinking of his own self. It's going to be a good year, so I'm going to prepare myself. And he began to labor. Well, what about those that needed a helping hand? I see them, and I've seen them along the road, and I've been in my thinking mean about that. Because I see them saying, we'll work for food. If you would say, come with me, I'll put you to work. He said, I can't. Yeah. My wife and I was leaving Walmart. And it was a lady there with a big sign, we'll work. And she had one about that long sticking in her jaw. And my wife looked at her, you know, and I thought, boy, she's brave. She said, if you're that hard up, what are you doing smoking? Well, she said, it just relaxes me. That was her answer, you see. A lot of people don't want really to work. They want the government to take care of you. Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Thank you. Amen. Yeah. You know whose obligation it is to take care of the widows of the orphans? The church. Yeah. And I know. The word also says, you don't work, you don't eat. You see. He wasn't thinking of that. He did not have anything in mind about them. Never. Do you know what he was? He was blind to the goods of his community. Never was thinking of them. And he began to build and toiled. And he said, now. He saw it. And he said, I'll tell you what I've got to do. I've got to get him built. I've got to get him all stored up in there. And then I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to put it away for a rainy day. Rosalie had a grandmother in Clay County. We'd go see her. And she would have her barns full. And I said, Granny, when are you going to eat what you already got there? She said, oh, honey, I got to have more. And she put it on the other side. And her cellar would be stacked up and probably left here with a full cellar, never did get to use it all. But that's, I guess she had experienced some hardships. But he said, now, the barns was ready. and the neighbors have seen, said, my, Farmer John had a good year this year. Do you think maybe we can get a little bit of wheat or a little bit of corn or some vegetables? No. I don't have enough really to help you out. But he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to take it easy. Do you know, I'm afraid that's happening in the church today. We're taking it easy when we ought to be out in the fields laboring because the harvest is great and the labors are few. I mean, it's time's running out. It's running out. Do you realize that somebody got up this morning, they've got their Patriot suit on, or they got their Falcon suit on, that before the game is over, they've already went into eternity. They're already in eternity. I told Martha's family, didn't know many of them except Martha and just a few, but I said, listen, life is uncertain. You don't have to. You can be a picture of health. You can just be a beautiful picture of health. And before you know it, the pale horse and his rider will come by. He said, I'm just going to take it easy. I'm going to eat. And I'm going to drink. And I'm going to be merry. That's the philosophy of so many people today. They're not thinking of eternal values. Hey, folks, don't ever forget. Don't get too comfortable here. Yeah. We're supposed to be pilgrims and strangers, and we're seeking a city that's to come. Now, I'm not saying that you're not to take care of these things, and I'm not criticizing those things that you want to do. You remember the verse that Aaron and I use a lot? And it goes for 2017, in the second day of a brand new year. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not talking about what the government says. I'm not saying what they're projecting. I'm not saying what the stock people are saying. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the King of Kings that owns it all. That, dear heart, he's entitled to bless you when you bless him. Yeah. But he said, I'm just going to take it easy. You see, when he called him a fool, it wasn't, dear heart, that the man, it wasn't more, it wasn't intellectual, it was moral. It seemed like he was void and he wasn't thinking of that. Sometimes we get so involved in the things of the world. And I told maybe our class this morning, I get so sick of hearing the news and what they're going to do with this. And I thought, I'm so glad that we have a little place where we can come and worship. And the Lord honors in a mighty way this morning. Yeah. And you know what's good about coming to church? You get to hear the songs like they sung, the choir, the testimonies that you can go home encouraged. And lift it up. But he said, now, I'm going to rest from my labors. People have said to me, they question me, and that's all right. But they say, when are you going to retire? Well, I'll tell you this. When I do, you've got three good men ready to carry the load. They'll be right here. Yeah, they've been working together, and we're going to keep on. We want to make sure that the lights are shining at Gold Town to God's glory. Yeah. We want to make sure that the gospel being preached and lifted up and encouraged to those that need encouragement. But he said, now, I'm just going to take it easy. Now, listen to you be the judge on this. After his ground brought plentiful, he used six eyes and five mice. Who do you think he was thinking of? The older people from this church remember a statement like this. Somebody's got to look out. Remember, Aaron? Somebody's got to look out for me. I won't go into details, but there's a lot of people that are thinking more about themselves, you see. Listen, folks. We, as Christians, as believers, as fundamentalists, need to bury the old man, and they need to see you, not so much in the shouting, not in the aisles, walking, running, but in their heart, your actions, day by day, your compassion, your mercy, your grace, your love. But he said, I'm going to take it easy. I'm just going to rest. So his six and mice, he was in love with himself. They called me and they said, would you like to have a prepaid funeral? I said, you're talking to an old man, so thank you. I'm already taking care of that. That's taken care of. But let me tell you something. Whether we want to talk about it or not, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the pale horse and his rider came by that night by his house. With all of his farm, with all of his grain, with all of his food. And he knocked.
Amen. Amen.
Thou fool, this night, we prepare for everything in life. Everything. I don't want my children to suffer like I've had to suffer. I grew up very poor. I didn't have very much. Never did own a bicycle in my entire life. Yeah, I was only able to get a car when Rosalie's dad co-signed for me when I first come here. Yeah. Very poor. But look at me now. I'm a poor, rich man.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, would you like to shake hands with the King's kid? That's me. That's me. That's me.
Yeah.
Belong to royalty, belong to a king in an everlasting kingdom. Yeah. But he said, thou fool, this night. Now, who's going to get it all? When you leave. Well, I've got it wrote down. Well, I hope it's clear, and I hope you got everything, because if you don't, I've got news for you. Your children are going to fight.
Amen. Bless you.
And get ugly with each other over a few dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whose shall these things go to? I've known people, their heart I've got some news for you. I've got some news for you. Whether you're ready or not, he's coming, he's calling, he's knocking, and you leave it all behind. Every bit of it. Yeah. Sometimes we say, oh, I wonder how much he left. Oh, goofy me. I wanted to see what happened after the person died. So I went with him to see the whole nine yards after they took the body. Didn't want to see it no more. It scared me. Yeah. But you know what? They left it all. They left every bit of it. They left it all. Now you think about that. You think about that. How much did he leave? Every bit of it. Now listen. Riches may give you security, but does not give you assurance. Yeah. Riches may give you wealth, but does not give you health. I've known people that have had millions of dollars and they still had to die. They left. They couldn't get well. They couldn't get well. But they had it. They had it. Yeah. Oh, you think about it. Is there something wrong, preacher, with wealth? No. If it was, if riches was wrong, God never would have blessed Job like he did. But look at the hard times that he had. Yeah. And do you know what? Bless God. God knew and he took care of him and made him one of the richest men. I'm rich today. I've got more than I deserve. He's looked beyond my faults and he's given me more. Yeah. Sometimes I get a little over excited in preaching, and I got in a big way of preaching revival one day. And I know that if people frown, I said, I drive a Cadillac. Well, you know what they thought. You know what they thought. And I'm not throwing that at nobody. I want to make a point, okay? Yeah. But I didn't finish that. I said, after I said a Cadillac, I said, yeah, it's a Japanese Cadillac. A Toyota. Yeah. It gets me where I need to go, and it gives me good mileage and all that. But listen, folks, there's nothing wrong with riches. Comfort can be bought with riches, but it will not give you peace. That peace that passeth all understanding. Do you know what people wonder about God's people in the midst of all the storms, in the midst of all the problems, in the midst of all the turmoil? What is it that's different about God's people? This is how he put it. I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind stays on him. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, folks, let me close. Yeah. That night, the Lord said, you're a fool. You're going to leave it behind. Now. Yeah. One more thing. Yeah. riches may find you and give you fair weather friends. As long as you got the money, they're going to be your friends. But I want to recommend one to you that'll be a friend for ages throughout eternity. And he's a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. Now, you can have it. You can keep it. You can keep it. You can live with it. That's fine. But let me give you one more and then I'm through. I'm through. And I want to emphasize this. Because it's not what the obituary says. It's not even what the preacher says. It's not what the family says. But I want to tell you this. Riches will not give you eternal life. Forever and ever. Now, you see, you've struggled. You've suffered. You've had a lot of hardships. We're going to live forever. We'll never get old. We'll never experience pain. We'll never be misunderstood. We won't have to go to doctors anymore. We're going to have a body like and unto his. Won't that be wonderful? And at the end of this journey, as the song says, when the toils of this life will seem as nothing, we're going to come to the end of the race. And I want to hear him. Folks, please make sure of your calling and election sure. Please. I'm begging you. If things aren't right, I don't want you to take my word, Pastor Jim or Aaron or Robbie. I want you to know for yourself that all is well with your soul. Yeah. Only mercy and grace and faith in the King of Kings can give you eternal life. Yeah. There's nothing to it, preacher. Some of these folks that are priests said there's nothing to it. Okay. You'll have the shock of your life when you come to the end of your journey. Because it's either one or two places. It's either going to be hell or it's going to be heaven. And hell is going to be as bad as it says. And heaven is going to be as good or better. I can't comprehend what he's got in store for us. If you're here, I want you to stand and I want you to lift up your head. And we're going to sing. We're going to sing. And I want to know, would you stand with us? I want to know. I want to know if things aren't right between you and the Lord, not the church, not your parents, you and the Lord. We're going to sing. Bow your heads. I don't want nobody embarrassed. And if you need to come, the altar's open. Go ahead, Chris. Amen.
Far away in the depths of my spirit today rolls a melody sweeter than song. In celestial like strains, it unceasingly rolls o'er my soul like an infant. minute
come.
It's peace, peace.
How about it?
Wonderful peace coming down from the Father. Resting sweetly in Jesus' control. For I'm kept from all danger by night and by day. And His glory is flooding my soul. So are you here without comfort and rest, marching down the rough pathway of time? Make Jesus your friend ere the shadows grow dark. Oh, accept His sweet peace so sublime. He'll give you peace, peace. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father. In fathomless billows